Heading, Misrepresentations of the Godhead. Subheading, Let People Know Opposition. Our policy is, do not make prominent the objectionable features of our faith, which strike most decidedly against the practices and customs of the people, until the Lord shall give the people a fair chance to know that we are believers in Christ, that we do believe in the divinity of Christ and in his pre-existence. Testimonies to Ministers, page 253, 1895. Subheading, We Shall Have to Meet Erroneous Teaching. Again and again, we shall be called to meet the influence of men who are studying sciences of satanic origin, through which Satan is working to make a non-entity of God and of Christ. The Father and the Son each have a personality. Christ declared, I and my Father are one. Yet it was the Son of God who came to the world in human form. Laying aside his royal robe and kingly crown, he clothed his divinity with humanity, that humanity through his infinite sacrifice might become partakers of the divine nature and escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 68, 1909. Subheading, Positive Truth versus Spiritualistic Representations. I am instructed to say, the sentiments of those who are searching for advanced scientific ideas are not to be trusted. Such representations as the following are made: the Father is as the light invisible, the Son is as the light embodied, the Spirit is the light shed abroad. The Father is like the dew, invisible vapor. The Son is like the dew gathered in beauteous form. The Spirit is like the dew fallen to the seat of life. Another representation, the Father is like the invisible vapor. The Son is like the leaden cloud. The Spirit is rain fallen and working in refreshing power. All these spiritualistic representations are simply nothingness. They are imperfect, untrue. They weaken and diminish the majesty which no earthly likeness can be compared to. God cannot be compared with the things his hands have made. These are mere earthly things suffering under the curse of God because of the sins of man. The Father cannot be described by the things of earth. The Father is all the fullness of the Godhead bodily and is invisible to mortal sight. The Son is all the fullness of the Godhead manifested. The Word of God declares him to be the express image of his person. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Here is shown the personality of the Father. The Comforter that Christ promised to send after he ascended to heaven is the Spirit and all the fullness of the Godhead, making manifest the power of divine grace to all who receive and believe in Christ as a personal Savior. There are three living persons of the heavenly trio. In the name of these three great powers, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, those who receive Christ by living faith are baptized, and these powers will cooperate with the obedient subjects of heaven in their efforts to live the new life in Christ. Special Testimonies, Series B, Number 7, pages 62, 63, 1905. Subheading, The Pre-Existent, Self-Existent Son of God. Christ is the pre-existent, self-existent Son of God. In speaking of his pre-existence, Christ carries the mind back through dateless ages. He assures us that there never was a time when he was not in close fellowship with the eternal God. He, to whose voice the Jews were then listening, had been with God as one brought up with him. Signs of the Times, August 29, 1900. He was equal with God, infinite and omnipotent. He is the eternal, self-existent Son. Manuscript 101, 1897. Subheading, From Everlasting. While God's Word speaks of the humanity of Christ when upon this earth, it also speaks decidedly regarding his preexistence. The Word existed as a divine being, even as the eternal Son of God, in union and oneness with his Father. From everlasting, he was the mediator of the covenant, the one in whom all nations of the earth, both the Jews and Gentiles, if they accepted him, were to be blessed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Before men or angels were created, the Word was with God, and was God. Review and Herald, April 5, 1906. Christ shows them that, although they might reckon his life to be less than 50 years, yet his divine life could not be reckoned by human computation. The existence of Christ before his incarnation is not measured by figures. Signs of the Times, May 3, 1899. Subheading, Life, Original, Unborrowed, Underived. Jesus declared, I am the resurrection and the life. In Christ is life, original, unborrowed, underived. He that hath the Son hath life. The divinity of Christ is the believer's assurance of eternal life. The Desire of Ages, page 530, 1898. Subheading, With the Father at Sinai. When they, Israel, came to Sinai, he took occasion to refresh their minds in regard to his requirements. Christ and the Father, standing side by side upon the mount, with solemn majesty proclaimed the Ten Commandments. Historical Sketches, page 231, 1866. Subheading, The Eternal Dignitaries of the Trinity. The eternal heavenly dignitaries, God and Christ and the Holy Spirit, arming them, the disciples, with more than mortal energy, would advance with them to the work and convince the world of sin. Manuscript 145, 1901. Subheading, Personality of the Holy Spirit. We need to realize that the Holy Spirit, who is as much a person as God is a person, is walking through these grounds. Manuscript 66, 1899. From a talk to the students at the Avondale School. The Holy Spirit is a person, for he beareth witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. When this witness is born, it carries with it its own evidence. At such times we believe and assure that we are the children of God. The Holy Spirit has a personality, else he could not bear witness to our spirits and with our spirits that we are the children of God. He must also be a divine person, else he could not search out the secrets which lie hidden in the mind of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Manuscript 20, 1906. Subheading, The Power of God in the Third Person. The prince of the power of evil can only be held in check by the power of God in the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit. Special Testimonies, Series A, Number 10, page 37, 1897. Subheading, In Cooperation with the Three Highest Powers. We are to cooperate with the three highest powers in heaven, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these powers will work through us, making us workers together with God. Special Testimonies, Series B, Number 7, page 51, 1905.